Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 1:28 and still Pacific summertime. Well, today we had, a much anticipated Fed move, and that tapering has now ended. Well, that was accompanied by the commentary that they were going to keep interest rates low for a considerable period, but also that they've been looking at the employment figures and that they're improving. Well, when you take that all together, it suggests that the U.S. economy is improving, that this is a rather benign environment. Well, in a benign environment, what would you expect? Well, it would first of all, it would be that there is not nearly the need for the extraordinary monetary intervention that we've had over the last while, that lower oil prices on average should generally be disinflationary rather than deflationary, so that's generally quite positive, that it should act as a tailwind to growth, that you would also anticipate that if you have this benign environment where the economy is due to expand next year around the 3% level and that unemployment is starting to trend lower, that in just a normal circumstances, you would anticipate that interest rates would start to rise at some point. So we're still in this very benign period where you have extraordinarily low interest rates, and well, they're not going to go any lower than they are right now, so that the only place is up. Well, that suggests that we're not going to have an interest rate hike for a while, but that it's probably going to come at some point next year. Well, this is really quite positive for the dollar, that even if you think that the Fed isn't going to raise interest rates for another year, then that's still a more benign environment for interest rates than you would have for the yen or for the euro. So, the euro was weaker today by almost a full cent, the pound by over a full cent, the yen by almost a full yen. So, when you look across the boards, the Aussie dollar was down about 60 ticks, and the Canadian dollar was a little bit weaker, not to the same extent. Well, what we have is just broad-based renewed strength for the US dollar, that when you look at it, that realistically it's unlikely that the dollar is going to be the same kind of weak currency that it has been for much of the period from about 2000 onwards. Well, obviously there's going to be volatility, there's going to be obviously a trader's market in this, but that over the medium term, you'd have to anticipate that the dollar is going to get firmer. Well, the gold price was weaker today by about $16. It's pulling back to about the $1,200 area. Silver was weaker by 17 cents. Well, having rallied somewhat over the last few weeks, the gold price has probably got a bit more of a cushion than silver. That silver really hasn't been able to rally in any kind of an impressive fashion, and that it really does need to hold that low from earlier on in the month, which is give or take around the $16.50 area, in order to really demonstrate that demand is returning to any kind of dominance in here. Well, stock markets paused in here today. Wall Street was pretty much unchanged. The Dow was down about 31 points, not very much. Well, the NASDAQ 100 future was down about 23 points, which is only about 0.5%. So, well, when you look at this, that the NASDAQ 100 has rallied approximately 400 points in the last 10 sessions. The short-term oversold condition has been replaced by a short-term overbought condition, and well, even if you had a very bullish perspective, you'd anticipate that you're going to see at least some consolidation of recent gains in here right now. But what you are looking at, though, is that the NASDAQ is being led higher by large cap growth stocks, not least in the cybersecurity or in the biotechnology sectors. That these sectors are where investors are really betting that growth is going to be delivered upon, but that you're not seeing the same type of renewed investor interest in other sectors. So, well, the breath has continued to narrow in here. Well, when you look at the European markets, that it was pretty mixed in here today, but that the banking sector was weak. Well, you might think, well, of course it's been weak, considering that the ECB has just published a list of banks that are definitely going to have to go out and raise additional capital. Well, that's one way of looking at it. There is obviously quite a wide divergence between the types of banks that are outperforming and those that are underperforming. Well, earlier in the week, I posted a list of some of those banks that are outperforming, that they're likely to be the ones that continue to benefit going forward. Well, it's a very similar type scenario to the type of situation that the US banking sector was in, but about 4 years ago, where you had banks like JP Morgan and Wells Fargo and a number of others that were outperforming in no uncertain terms and were benefiting from the easy market environment provided by the Fed. But then there was a number of others that were really going through a very, very difficult period. And I think it's very similar to what's happening in Europe right now. Well, today the worst performers in Europe were both Spain and Italy. And of course, some of those of, well, a number of the banks that are under the greatest pressure are in those two respective areas. Well, France was also stood out in here today. Well, veteran subscribers will be familiar with our with the favor with which we look on the autonomies. And, well, Sanofi got clobbered in here today. The board, which has quite a large weighting of people that have been put in there by the French government, kicked out a very popular CEO. Well, he had pioneered the internationalization of Sanofi, that he'd been acquisitions, that he'd moved some of the decision-making over to Boston. Well, they didn't like that, and they got rid of him. And the share is down from 90 to 70 euros this month. Well, that doesn't say much for governance. It speaks more to nationalism. In terms of the board's perspective, well, quite exactly what they thought was going to happen when you get rid of a popular CEO who's delivered on growth, one can only guess at. But it doesn't say much for the governance in major corporations, that if they do attempt to become autonomies, that they become independent of their own respective country, that they need to have the freedom to build out a global business and to situate themselves in the very best and most competitive way. Well, the CAC was reasonably unchanged in here today, but well, it represents an additional risk premium for a number of the companies, particularly French companies, that have got that international perspective. Well, it doesn't say much for Europe generally. And, well, it speaks perhaps, it might be a symptom of just the broader malaise in terms of the bureaucracy with which really grips the administration of the Eurozone generally. Well, if you look a little bit further afield, then the lower oil price has been of enormous benefit to India, that the rupee has been really very steady over the last month, that the banking sector is breaking out to new highs, and well, Modi is consolidating his power base, and that there is the increasing likelihood that they may even start to cut interest rates. Well, that's really positive for the stock market, and it remains an outperformer both on an absolute and a relative basis. Well, China in here today, upward dynamic. Hong Kong was also quite firm. Well, the Taiwan banking sector was strong yesterday, so you're seeing Greater China moving to a position of outperformance. Well, this is also very positive. China is has come through this plenary session of Parliament, that the rule by law is being instituted, that you have Xi talking about that the plenary session last year and this year are two halves of the same coin, so that they really are trying to push through additional reforms in here while also holding on to power. Well, considering that the Chinese stock market is on a yield basis is one of the highest, that it is has been underperforming for such a long time that it's just totally off the radar for a lot of people, and that it is now moving to a position of outperformance, that in fact you've seen it push back above the 200-day moving average and find support at progressively higher levels. Well, those are the types of foundations that you would define an uptrend by. So, well, you'd have to think that China could be in the very early stages of recovery here. Well, that's potentially very important, considering that you're already almost 5 years into a bull market on Wall Street. So, well, there's a certainly catch-up potential for both of those markets. Well, I think with that, I will leave you for today and wish all the best to all of you.